We all know many things, worldly knowledge, scientific information, news, and even Bible knowledge. But we still make wrong choices and moves. We still fall, not because we do not have the knowledge or information we need, but often it is because we are not sober-minded enough. We did not pay enough attention to the truths we know. Some Christians felt turned off by repeated reminders, and they often find God's word boring because they think they already knew those verses, commands, and teachings. Yet, we must realize that merely knowing is different from being sober-minded. For example, you know your child is at the playground versus you being soberly conscious of what and who he is playing with and the potential dangers he may face. These two are quite different. Another example is we only knowing that we Christians are foreigners living temporarily on earth versus we are sober about this truth and thus we mindfully live for the kingdom of heaven instead of foolishly chasing after the world. These two are again different. We often fail in being sober, not in lacking knowledge. That's why the Bible urges us. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. We see that sober is often associated with being alert. Thus, simply having certain knowledge is not enough. After knowing, we must be watchful, acting and thinking soberly in accordance with the knowledge of God's truth. So, what are certain things which prevent us from being sober-minded? For one, we tend to be less sober when we view problems as bigger than God. True, our problems are very real, but when we blow our problems out of proportion, they will blind us such that we cannot see God's other amazing works. For example, when we grieve too much over losing something in our lives, we may miss seeing the new grace which God has added to us. Of course, I'm not saying we pretend there is no problem or that we need not examine ourselves when problem arose. But we must not magnify our problems such that we neglect other truths of God and end up being paralyzed by discouragement. Even if problems do exist, God is still living and in control. And the best part is, God can make all things work for the good, and He will have the final victory and glory. Now, when some people hear others telling them not to focus too much on their problems, they may take offense and feel that others have trivialized their problems. But the truth is, the Bible often plays down earthly problems, telling us that our current problems are light and momentary troubles, and our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. It is not that our problems are not real, but when compared to the grace of salvation we receive from God, our problems are not that severe anymore. We must be sober in this truth so that we can brace ourselves up even in the midst of adversity. Next, desires of the flesh can also distract us from sober-mindedness. If the devil cannot get us with troubles, he will hit at us with delightful sins and desires of the flesh. As fallen men, we are all easily attracted by worldly, temporal pleasures and things that delight our flesh. Yet, things of the flesh will dull our spiritual sense and cause us to let down our guard for temptations and sins. And even if we do not commit serious sins, our flesh may also lead us to waste time on meaningless entertainment and stuff, such that we cannot soberly set our minds on prayers or on God's kingdom and His people. Another thing that makes us less sober is when we are too absorbed with ourselves. A self-absorbed person cannot be sober enough, as he will be easily affected by his own feelings, needs, desires, thinking, and others' opinions of him. With that, he cannot have sound and objective discernment. He will tend to do things just for his personal gains, rather than soberly considering if it will please God or edify others. And whenever he cannot get what he wants, or when he fails to get the approval of others, or when his emotions get the better of him, he will fall into self-pity or grumbling that he cannot easily snap out of. Thus, being too self-absorbed will rob us of sober judgment. So, what should we be sober-minded about? First, we must anchor ourselves on God's absolute truth. God's truth is light to us. It shows us what is truly good and bad, right and wrong from God's perspective. To be sober, we must let God's truth shape our values, perspectives, priorities, and actions so that we can live right and focus on the right things, then shun evil. Our prayer contents should be based on God's truth and promises rather than on our feelings and needs. Only when God's word is deeply rooted in our consciousness, then we can be considered sober-minded. Next, we must constantly remember the precious blood of Christ. We are often paralyzed by accusations such that we lose the heart and will to fight sin and please God. However, those who often remember Christ's blood will have assurance of forgiveness and not easily give up in the battle against sin. At the same time, such believers will also understand that because their lives have been redeemed with Christ's precious blood, they cannot keep giving in to sin and waste their redeemed lives. For the blood of Christ purify our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Thus, believers who are sober-minded about Christ's blood will not be bound by accusations, but will be touched by Christ's blood sacrifice to serve Him thankfully. Third, we must be soberly aware that God's power is working in us. Even if believers wish to live a God-pleasing, holy life, many will find it hard to do so. Thus, they may feel helpless in the pursuit of godly living. But the Bible assures us that His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Hence, we should soberly focus on God's power instead of ours. When we are sober-minded about God's power in our lives, we will naturally find strength in our hearts to keep doing His will. Finally, we must soberly do what God wants us to do now. Earlier I mentioned that distractions made us unable to be sober. So to keep ourselves from letting down our guard, we must intentionally occupy ourselves with meaningful things and direct our attention to God's work. God has given us various roles and responsibilities, such as being parents, employees, spouses, children, brothers or sisters in Christ. In each of these roles, there are things we can and should do to glorify God and love others. When we resolve to do this well, we are compelled to be sober-minded and not fall into loose living. Dear all, pray that we not merely know God's truth, but also be sober-minded to live according to His word, so that we do not give the devil any chance to devour us, but can enjoy the abundant life that Christ has given us.